This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
What's the tip?
Big boy in a fifth.
Forget it. The fifth goes off at three. We going to the track?
You're listening to Race Day at Fairmont Park on lineupmedia.fm.
And it off.
With a different story on every face.
I'm going to Hawaii! I'm going to Hawaii!
It's falling back.
I'm not going to Hawaii!
Will they make it through?
I like the two horse. It's got front wraps.
Big money on the four horse.
I like the six. That's the horse. That's it.
I always bet on five.
The number one horse.
I like the four. Number four. Four.
I like the six.
I like the four horse.
And you lay your money down when you cross the line.
Here comes the champ. I mean it. You are the champ. Believe me, you got more guts than you got sense. I love it.
Now your host, Jono Kabinjian.
Welcome back, race fans, to another great show here at FairmontParkPodcast.com. Jamie, how the hell are you, babe?
Doing well, man. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Now, we had some great races on Tuesday. And you know what? I was very happy. I kind of had the five horse in that race with Green Means Go. Mm-hmm. But our friends ran in that race. And you know what? I called it a bad shot on that. I kind of went with the other horses, but you know what? That's what it's all about. That's what horse racing's all about. And Green Means Go proved me wrong. And God bless. I like seeing Green Means Go win. Those guys are great guys.
Yeah, it was a great win for those guys and Chris and Mickey and all them. And then, you know, they love that horse, and that horse has done really well at Fairmont Park this year.
Yeah.
So shout out to them, man. Congrats.
Hey, check this out. I talked to our guy here, our president that owns YoRadio.com and Lineup Media. I said, hey, you know what? My horse is doing really good. And he said, yeah, well, what do you want from me? I said, I wouldn't mind seeing, and I got to call Fairmont Park about this, but how about the 10 horses and who's ever got the most wins? Have it on September 3rd, their last day to meet here, where he puts up some money, our guy puts up some money, and maybe Fairmont chips in, and we have like the Fairmont Park Classic to where all the horses that are up in the standings, if they're tied or whatever, they can have a big showdown. It doesn't matter if you're a girl, boy, long, short. We'll flip a coin to see if it's going long or if it's going short.
Yeah, and you know, maybe even have you know, nominations, and you know, pay a pass the box fee by the owners. You know what
maybe.
I mean?
Maybe
sweeten the pot a little bit.
Oh, I think that would be great as well.
You know, I mean,
I ran it by him, and he said, "Wow, that sounds really good."
It could, you know,
and
this
we'll
year
even
could
call
be a
the YoRadio.com.
Sure.
Race,
and it could be a little late to do it this year, but it's a
really,
hell of an idea.
I called one of the racing judges, and he said, "You know what? That's very interesting. I'll look into this.
I like it.
Why not? Because of Garrison Commander, that's my horse. Of course, I threw that one out there, that race, because if I'm tied end of the year, there's gonna be like, hey, my horse is better, his horse is better. Hey, you know, we're gonna have that going around. Why not?" Why not end of the year have all the horses that have won close to each other, and if there's any space available, bring in a supplementary horses in too from Fairmont Park. Has to be Fairmont Park horses that have run here at least won a race. Okay, we can't allow everyone to get in the race. Now you won a race, huh? Yeah, a couple. There
I
you
might
go.
Have something back there for you.
Yeah, yes, I thought you would, but I thought that would be kind of interesting.
I like the idea a lot.
Yeah,
I'm,
and we
kind
have
of
it.
Excited about it now.
Yeah,
I want
we
to talk
have
to you
it
about
once
it.
A year, and you know, we'll call it the YoRadio.com Horse of the Year at Fairmont Park trophy race, huh?
Yeah,
I think it'd be pretty
for
good.
Sure.
Well, you know what? that's something to think about, and I think I got the ball rolling on that one. But let's talk about the past Tuesday racing we had at Fairmont Park. And as I said, congrats to Green Means Go, and we'll get to that race in about 5 minutes. Let's start off with the first race here, 6 furlong, maiden special weight, 8,000. And I had on top here Egro Craig.
The horse is from Ireland.
The horse is from Ireland. Followed by the 2, Droop MDB. And third place, I got the Makatakadidin.
Matakdom Road.
Oh, whatever. Yeah. All right, let's see what it ended up with. We had, well, your favorite horse name?
Matakdom Road.
Yes, he won the race and opened up, made it look real easy here, folks. I just couldn't go that route. This horse has disappointed me 2-3 times, and I got standards, and I got a little bit of dignity. I said, I'm not going that way, and sure enough, the horse does backstrokes.
It cost you a couple of drinks, I think.
Yes, it did. yeah, that went off at nearly 3-1, followed by the 6 horse here, and the 6 was Agro Craig. That was ours, going off at 90 cents to the dollar. And then we had 5 horse here, Taps Big Shoot. Is it your shot?
Shot.
Taps God, Big I gotta, Shot. I got to get these glasses taken care of, man. Like, I need glasses. I need reading glasses. All right, and that went off at 4-1. So let's see the payoffs on this. The $2 exacta, 4-6, $14.20. The $1 trifecta, 4-6-5. And that's $20.80. And the 10 cent super, 4-6-5-2, $3.80. All right. Let's move on here. Oh, congrats goes out to Tavares on the horse. And Santiago for second. And Taps Big Shot. And that was Diego. All right. Second race here at Fairmont Park is a claiming tag of, I think, 4,000. No, 3,200, 6 furlong. And I had, well, why don't we give out the winner first, huh? Forget what I had. The 3 horse here, Wildcat Light, and you love that horse. And mm-hmm. you said before the race, hey, someone's going to claim this horse. Yeah. And we'll get to that in a second. Wildcat Light, and that was Victor Santiago, 60 cents a dollar. And it did not disappoint the fans out there. Followed by the 4 horse, Future Express Molina. And that went off at a little bit better than a 1.5. And then the 5 horse, the Pegasus Book, 10 to 1. So, and that was Rotana. All right. So let's see the $2 exacta here, 3, 4, $5.20. The $1 trifecta, 3, 4, 5. $6.10, the $1 daily double, $6.80, and the 10 cent super, $3,451, $4.70. You seen anything on this race?
No, I think that's exactly like we called it. Payouts were minimal, but if you played a straight 3-4 exacta like we talked about, I think
Yeah, that was
double your money there.
Yeah, that was one that I thought the exacta looked really doable. I thought the 3-4-4-3 was a great combo to work with there, and it popped through. So I think that one paid, it didn't pay that much at all, $5.20. Mm-hmm. I think everyone was onto that one as well. All right, let's move on here. Let's move on to race number 3. Race number 3, we've got a 6 furlong maiden claiming 4,000, and this is kind of bottom of the barrel here, but let's see what we got. We got our horse on top here. One that, though, we just laugh every time we think it. And we're starting, when we're sitting there drinking and eating a little bit, we're talking, and we go, that's Panama, man. Van Halen. You even pulled it out and started playing.
To play it, man.
Yeah. So Diamond Dave, the 4 horse, that's Hernandez, Roman Hernandez, and that went off at 30 cents to the dollar. 30 cents to the dollar. Number 7. Saber Rattler, I think you were all over that one, too.
I was.
Brought it up. And that was Uriel Lopez, and that went off close to 5-1. Followed by the 5 horse, Helios, and that was Elizabeth Thurman at 18, close to 18.5-1 here, folks. Mm-hmm. That's not bad. I think you had this try, didn't you?
Yeah. Yeah, yes, and I did. Mean, when you, you know, when this race comes back in 2 weeks, we'll pop it and definitely bet the 7-horse Saber Rattler right back.
All right.
So.
All right. Sounds good to me. Sounds good to me. And let's move on to the payoffs here. That was the third race, wasn't it? Yeah.
Yep.
And almost identical with that last exacta, $2 exacta, 4-7, $5.60, the $1 trifecta, 4-7-5, $8.90, the 10-cent super, 4-7-5-1, $1.91, the $1 daily double, 3-4, $2.30, the 50-cent pick, 3, 4-3-3/4, $5.55. Anything stand out here, my friend?
Not really.
All right. We move on. We move on to race number four. And race number four, we've got a 6-furlong claiming $5,000. And the 5-horse here, Precious Cowgirl, and that was Diego on the mount, went off at a little under 4.5-1, followed by the 1-horse here, Looking for Bits. And that went off at 2-1. And the 4-horse, Life is a Ride. And that went off at 14, a little close to 14.5-1. I hit the try here. I thought it was going to pay a little bit more than what it did. But and you know what? Life is a Ride. That was an interesting horse because on paper it was like going off at 3-1 morning line.
Yeah.
And then the public didn't buy into it. It went off at 14.5.
Yeah, everybody bought into the Santiago Becker play, Lucky in Life. I think that horse went off at even money, didn't it?
Yeah, yeah, and that followed the back part of the super. But you know what? The Lucky in Life, I think I did have Lucky in Life there. Let me
wasn't
see.
Wasn't so Lucky in Life Tuesday.
Yeah, I had Lucky in Life on top, followed by Looking for Bits, Life is a Ride, and Bird's Eye Baby.
I don't know what the deal is with this Looking for Bits anymore. This horse used to be a pretty classic
horse. I'm losing confidence in him as well. Yeah, you're right. The $2 exacta, 5-1, $35.20. The $1 trifecta, 5-1-4, $113.70. The $1 daily double, 4-5, $6.60. The 50-cent pick, 3, 3 with the 3/4 with the 5. Paid $8.45, and the 10-cent superfecta, 5143, $36.65. Hey, I got to tell you something, man. I got kicked out of Facebook. I can't post our page. I can't post our podcast that I've been putting on these groups. Right. I put it on all these horse racing groups. They like it. No one bitches about it. Everyone likes my show, you know, and suddenly Facebook sent me that we think this is spam, and we're suspending your account till Friday, 11:45. So this is where you all come in. I want you to go to our site at Race Day at Fairmont Park, get our show, and just share it. Share it with your friends or share it in a group, and they're not going to complain about that. I guess they got on me because I put it out like 30 times, but I've done it in the past. I don't know. Maybe the magic number is 30. In these groups. But in any case, I don't mean to piss people off on these groups. I think they like it. Every one of them puts a big like to it. So, you know, I wouldn't have put it on there if it's offending anyone.
Right.
So so if you guys are out there and you guys listen to the show on Facebook, go to our site, get it, and share it, and still enjoy it. And it'll be big time for us as well. All right. Moving on to race number five. Race number five, we've got a 6-furlong claiming $4,000. Why don't you tell us a little bit about this one?
So race five, you've got claiming $4,000. What is that? 9 winners of 2 Life. We had the 6-horse on top, See Gracie Fly By. That's that Molina S and Price combination we've talked
deadly,
about all year.
Deadly.
You know, I think we gave this horse a little credit, but we like to put position a little bit in this race.
Yeah, I had the horse fire. I did have the horse on top here with See Gracie Fly, but then I went with you on your Old Baby, You Know,
and it got scratched.
And it got scratched. And then we went with the 3-horse here.
Put position.
How'd that do?
Put position ran second to last. So
second to last. That's good to know, Victor. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Means you, it's you too, Mike.
Yeah, I know. I suddenly thought he's of been Plasters. Yeah, yeah, he is. But you know what? He listens to the show, and he's going to say, oh, you took a shot at my jockey.
Nothing but love for you, Mike.
No kidding. We love the guy.
Yeah, yeah. So we had C. Gracie fly by, Molina Essenprice. Second was Causing Smiles. That's Roman Hernandez for
12, close to 12 and a half to one on
yeah,
that.
Yeah, big value there.
And then they followed up with value.
Yeah, Linda's shooting par, 15 and a half to one, a little bit better than that.
So that's nice, man.
Yeah, so the $2 exacta.
Well, you know what? Why don't you give us the super on this one, too, because I think this is going to pay a little bit,
super's
don't you?
Super's pretty nice, yeah. So we got the $2 exacta, 6-7, 29.80. We had a dollar try, 6-7-5, 138.80. 10-cent super, 6-7-5-2. $36.43.
Won the one horse, hurt
yeah.
us.
Yeah. And then dollar daily double, 5-6, 8-40. And then the 50-cent pick three, three with the 4-5-1 with the six. Three correct paid here. 7.80 is what it paid.
That's right.
So not bad for 50 cents.
No, no, not bad at all.
Not great.
Race number six. Race number six is a 6 furlong starter optional claiming. Was it 10,000 or 5,000?
This is, I think it's 5,000.
All right.
It's 5,000.
I had 10,000 on my stupid thing, so I hope no one got mad. But who cares about that? All right. Our winner, congrats. Green means go. And that was Juan Molina. What a good price, too. What a good price.
Yeah.
It went off at 3.5 to 1, a little under 3.5 to 1 here. That's not bad at all. And the horse was opening up.
Yep.
I had the 5 horse that followed the 6, and that's Serious Talk. And I tell you what, Serious Talk. If you don't make a wide bid like that, you make this race a little bit more interesting with Green Means Go. All right, I'm just saying that. I don't want Green Means Go people attacking me here or anything, but it would have been a lot closer race because this horse, this Serious Talk, almost high-fived people at the paddock as it was running by.
Yeah, and I think you got a note here. Give some credit to Butler. I think Butler probably said something to Molina in the paddock before the race. Because typically you see this Green Means go straight out to the lead because it's a fast horse.
Right, that's what we thought.
But this, I guess Gerald recognized that three, Iker, which was Santiago and Becker again, Rivas, had a lot of speed. They let that horse go out and set the pace and kind of sat probably one or two off and just, you know, they got to the stretch and just turned it on.
Right.
And ended up, I think they drew off by like 2.5. Looked pretty impressive there, but
two and three.
You're right. It probably would have been a little closer if Serious Talk wouldn't have blown the turn. But I mean,
but again, though,
Green Means Go was much the best to Tuesday.
If we visualize this race before,
sure,
Green Means Go was going to have company up front.
Yeah,
on paper, that's what it looked like.
Yeah.
Now I don't know what the hell's wrong with some of these horses in that race. We heard rumors that this horse was sore, that this horse was sore. And,
sure.
You know, if these horses run the form, this is a lot closer of a race.
Yeah.
I mean, Green Means Go opened up, and nothing to take away from Green Means Go. But these horses on paper were supposed to run a lot closer up front, and we visualized it.
Sure.
Yeah.
And I think, I mean, you got to give them credit because you know, really, this horse just showed how versatile it is. It
exactly.
can run on the pace and can come off the pace. We talked about this in the last show about this 4-horse made to fit. We didn't think the horse was going to run.
Right.
And
it ran.
When it ran, we talked about it before the race when we were sitting there that this horse is definitely going to get picked up. And you know, no
you
surprise.
Brought it up a lot more than I did because I thought I was interested in purchasing this horse.
Sure.
All right, but then I just said, why is this horse, why is, on form, this horse shouldn't be given up for $6,250.
It looks too good to be true. It probably is.
Yeah. Yeah. So I backed off of it. And who claimed this one anyway?
John Cox.
John Cox. Well, he'll have it ready to go.
Absolutely.
Green Means Go. Congrats again to all the connections. And it went off at three, a little under 3.5 to 1. The 5-horse Serious Talk, close to 4 to 1. The Four Horse made the fit. That went off at the same, a little under 3.5 to 1. And the Mucho Macho, which I thought that horse didn't have a shot. It ran fourth in here. Mm-hmm. So that went off as the favorite. Can you believe that? I don't know. Anyway, the payoffs on this one, and I know the green means go, people. Chris cashed on this one, the $2 exact to 6-5, $26.20. The $1 trifecta, 6-5-4, $47.20. The 10-cent super, 6-5-4-2, $9.13. The $1 daily double, 6-6, $10. And the 50-cent pick 3, $54.55. Let's move on to race number 7. Race number 7. We've got a claiming tag of, I think, 4,000, was it?
Yes, sir.
All right. We've got a claiming 4,000 going 6 furlong. And we had Smokey Roe Mac pulling an upset on me because I didn't have this horse on top here. The 7 horse, that was Uriel Lopez. It's always Uriel Lopez that follows me and gets my tickets. I don't know. Uriel, just slow it down here a little bit, will you? All right. That was a 7 horse here. And that went a little bit better than 3.5 to 1, followed by Shimley. I thought I had Shimley. Shmiley. What's that?
Shmiley.
How do you know that?
Because I know the owner.
Really? He named it?
Shmiley.
Shmiley? Yeah.
Shmiley.
I kind of like Shmiley.
Shmiley.
Shmiley, Shmiley, whatever. You got second place there. You got the 4. And that's Javier Diego. And that went. That was a crowd favorite, a little bit better than 1.5 to 1. And then 6, Dr. Lischte. Dr. Lischte. And that went off nearly 9 to 1. And anything here, babe?
No, this 7 horse, we always throw the 7 in when we talk about it. It's just a class horse, man, that always seems to hit the money, kind of like Wildcat Light. But this horse, I think this horse
you
is like
11.
You thought
of Smokey Joe's, didn't you? I mean, that's Smokey Roe Mac. And
I think of Smokey Joe's in Pontoon Beach.
Yeah, that's what I did. Every time I see Smokey Roe Mac, I think of Smokey Joe's on Pontoon Beach. All right, go ahead. Sorry about that.
So, yeah, I mean, this horse just proves every time it goes out that it's just an old class horse that likes to hit the money. And I think it's 1-2 in a row now.
Yeah.
But kind of putting us on notice, letting us know, you better bet me the next time.
Yeah.
And it always pays pretty good, too, 3.5 to 1 here. So
Yeah. Got some love. That's
I think
sure.
Everybody likes Shmiley at 1.5, a little
Shmiley.
Better than 1.5 to 1. Shmiley, not
Shmiley. I'm going to call it Shmiley.
Shmiley, and then Dr. Lischte, which.
Dr. Lischte?
That sounds like a James Bond character.
Yeah. Anyway, the $2 exacta here to 7-4, $24 even. $1 trifecta, 7-4-6, $51. The 10 cent superfecta, 7-4-6-1. $10.84, the $1 daily double, 6-7, $22.30, and 50-cent pick 3, 1/6, 6-7, $28, the 50-cent pick 4, 5, with the 1/6, 6-7, 233 big ones. All right, my friends, let's move on to our racing. And you know what, Jamie, that I forgot, that's kind of mine, but if you want to check that out, that's...
You
all
can
right.
Have it.
All right. So we got my tip sheet in front of me here. So let's move on to our Saturday night racing at Fairmont Park. How exciting is that?
It's
fun
be fun,
time, isn't it? Yes, sir. All right. Let's start with race number 1 here. We got 6 furlong claiming 3,200. And I think on this one here, we've got, I got on top here, Dancing Position, and I know you're the 4 horse, Jamie. You know, I want your 4 horse to win. The only problem I have with the second place horse that I picked, and that's Allied Commander, and that is I don't like the distance. This horse is all about running. I think it likes to run long, and
like to run a route of ground.
Now we've really cut into that, and I don't know. The horse is going to be like those chickens. What the hell's going on here? Why am I laying my egg at this certain time and everything? Ally Commander's not. I don't see it. I don't see it getting involved till late, and it's going to go. Wait, aren't we going around again? So that's why, that's the only reason I got the three horse on top here, dancing position, and that's Santiago Becker going off at 3-5, followed by Allied Commander, that's Melina Watkins, and I got the owner sitting right across from me here, and morning line on this one, 6-1, and I know, folks, whenever Jamie's getting his horses into a race, they're ready to go, and you know you're getting the real deal.
Yeah.
All right, and then I got the one horse here, Thundering Richie, and that's Hernandez Lynch going off at 5-1. Let's hear yours.
Yeah, I mean, I can't argue the fact that the horse to beat in this race is the three dancing position. You know, this is a, what is this, claiming 4,000, non-winners of two life. It's hard to play against the three in this deal with it coming out of allowance 10,000. It's run a third or two thirds there. And I mean, it's coming way down in class. This horse should just be the absolute dead mortal central.
Can I ask you this though?
Sure.
Why would you, I bother trainers and owners with these type of questions and a lot of them get pissed at me, but why do you guys put this horse in when on form, it doesn't look like it needs to go or wants to go this distance? Well, tell me a little bit about that.
Well, long story short, you talking about our horse?
Oh, your horse, for sure.
We need a race.
Okay, that's it then.
Keeping the horse sharp, we need a race. This race popped up. We thought it would come up a little easier than this, and obviously it didn't. But you got to take a shot when you need a race. You know what I mean? The horse hasn't run
right
since June 28th, so it's been off a month. The workouts at, you know, 3/8 and half have been sharp, so. We're taking a shot. Bottom line, I'm the owner of the horse. I'm going to tell you straight out, we're taking a shot here.
Okay.
So.
All right.
But yeah, I actually followed up with the four and then the one as well, Thundering Richie. That horse just broke its maiden last Saturday.
Yeah.
The only thing that worries me about that horse is it's coming off 7 days.
I don't get those, man. Seven days.
But then again, they think the horse is sharp enough to roll, you know, and maybe it didn't take a lot out of that horse when it broke its maiden last Saturday. So. Yeah, I'm with you there, man. I think the three is the one to beat, followed by the four and the one.
Okay. And if you want to back that up, why don't you play a three with the 1-4-5 on your trifecta box on your back end of that for second and third. All right, let's move on to race number two. Race number two, we got a 1-mile 70, and I better call the print shop because I wrote down maiden special weight 3,200. No, we got a claiming race here for 3,200, and I went with the six horse on top here, Mr. Ticker Talker, and this is that Eads Durham going off at 2-1. I think it finds a comfortable group here and may win by double fractions. That's what I'm looking at here on top here, followed by Jaguar Ridge, and that's Melina Butler. And that's 6-1. And you know what? I'm buying into what you said there. I think Butler will have this horse readied up to go. I went with a 6-5, and I followed up on my trifecta with the Grand Slam Surprise. And that's Santiago Martinez, and that's going off at 3-1. And I just think there's so much speed in this race. I don't think it helps out the Grand Slam Surprise at all because I think he gets involved in that early pace as well and starts to wear. That's what I got.
I'm with you. I definitely like the six, Mr. Ticker Talker. I followed it up with Ralph's horse, the four Grand Slam Surprise. And then I'm going to be honest with you, I threw in the three, K-Cool. This is the horse, if you remember the last race back, it ran against Sergeant Green.
DQ to move up to first.
It moved up to first, but it ran a pretty good race. So I went a little different, 6-4-3.
6-4-3, and I got a 6-5-4. All right, that's what we have for race number two. And now we go to the 350-yard sprint here, the quarter horses. And I'm telling you right now, Hot Rodders race fans, I've been hot with these picks with the quarter horses, and I hope to continue. We got a 350-yard sprint claiming 4,000. And I went with, a little drum roll, the one horse, Wacky. Santiago Griffin, 3-1, gets out of the gate on the inside. But you know what? I think it just noses out the six. I think it's going to be digging in, and That's what I got. I got a 1-6 with first in flight, and that's Lopez Griffin, followed by the 2, our Secret Sin, Arrieta Huruta. Haratu. Hurute. What is that? H-U-E-R.
Huerta.
Huerta. Yeah,
Jose,
I think
Huerta.
Huerta.
The H is silent.
H, that's what I did. I went with silent there. Silent. Shh. Huerto. Huerta. 6-1, my friends. That's what we have on Our Secret Sin. What do you got?
I got the bookends here. I like the 1 on top, Wookie, and I like the 6 behind it, first in flight.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going with the dual Bill Griffin here on the exact, the 1-6. And then I followed up with the 6-1 shot that you like, Our Secret Sin, Arrieta. Arrieta and Huerta. So, 1-6-2.
The H
me.
Is silent.
Huerta.
Yeah. All right, let's move on to race number 4. Race number 4, we got a 6-furlong starter optional claiming $5,000. And I went with the 4 horse on top here. Smart Alex's posse, Santiago Hammond. You can't go wrong with Santiago Hammond. Mm-mm. And followed by the 2, Shanghai Red. This is my exact box play of the day here. I like these two just go back and forth. I see nothing stopping this 2 from winning this race either. So I looked at this one, and I'm going 2-4, 4-2. I'm taking Smart Alex on top here, 3-1. So it's going for 3 in a row. They're going to be digging in here. So that's what I got. I got a 4-2, and the horse that picks up the pieces is 2 Dim, and that's Tavares with Randazzo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got to go with the 4. I love this horse. Just an old-class horse that gives it all every time. 2 wins in a row, looking for 3 with Santiago up. Smart Alex's posse, the 4 on top. Over the 2, Shanghai Red, and I'm with you. I love this exacta play, probably the exacta play of the day.
Yeah.
And then I followed it up with 2 Dim as well, Randazzo's horse. So.
And when we say Randazzo, this is Teddy Randazzo on both these horses.
Both are Teddy Randazzo, yeah.
So that's what we got. All right, let's move on to race number 5. Race number 5, we got a 1 mile 70 claiming $4,000. And I went with Duchess Lala. Duchess Lala from the 8 hole outside Santiago Durham, 7-5 morning line. I don't really see a lot of horses standing on here besides Duchess.
No, I think Duchess Lala is a clear-cut favorite here.
And followed from the pack, deep back, maybe 3-4 back here. I got to go back, and that's the 7, Molina Fridley, 4-1. Followed by number 5, Street Smarty, Tavares Johnson at 7-2. What do you got, babe?
Couldn't agree more with you all the way around here. Duchess Lala is much the best, followed by Gotta Go Back, and then we'll throw Street Smarty in there,
yeah,
too.
I like you.
I like your play there.
I like this because, you know what, I'm running for second. If I'm a 7-5 or 6 here, that's where I'm going with this one. Sixth race. Well, I guess I'll talk about the 6th race first.
You go for it.
1 mile 70, starter optional claiming $5,000. And, folks, I got my horse on top here. I got my horse going for 4 in a row. My horse is 7 out of 9 wins at Fairmont Park. No seconds or third, just 7 out of 9 wins. This horse has raced like, I think, 11 or 12 times here. Not here, but just in general. And it's only been not the favorite once. And I think that's a big testament to this horse here. I think that Garrison Commander gets the job done. He opened up, got a big rating of a 92 last time out, which is a big number, won by 10 lengths, and now he goes in with the same group again. Morning line 3-5. So that's what we have, and I'm going to follow it up. I guess this is the way you make money. On this one, you got to have an exacta, and I'm buying in the Commander's Castle here, and that's Molina Barrera, and that's 4-1. Then we move on down to our third place prize, and that's the four-horse Nafer's Best, and that's Lopez Hammond duo there, and that goes off at 9-2. What do you got here, babe?
I mean, there's no secret here. I've got the five on top, Garrison Commander. Horse just looks better every time it comes out, better and better. I mean, it's the last race was super impressive. I was pretty impressed at that race, man. That was something else. Followed by the one, Commander's Castle, and then I like the 4-2, Nafir's Best. So, big-time favorite here and should be the 5, Garrison Commander.
So, if there's anything out there, like in your pick fours, folks, that you want to go a little deeper with, that you're not sure, the maiden claimings and so forth, I mean, these type of races are anyone's race. You're looking for a single at any race, this is the one to look at here, and that's race 6, and I'm telling you right now, my horse, Garrison Commander, will be live. All right. We move on to race number 7. Race number 7, we've got a 6-furlong claiming 4,000. And I went with, on the top end here, the 6-horse Dejar's Best, Rattana Johnson. I'm not a big fan of Rattana, but I'll tell you what, this is the race. I mean, he's won with this horse this year. So that's a big plus for me. And so he's been around the finish line. 9-5 on Rattana. Okay, I'll buy it this time. I'll take Dejar's Best at 9-5, followed by the 2-horse Crown Royal Queen, and that's Tavares Durham 4-1. And you know what? It was tough between these two, but I chose the 3-horse here, Mischief and Value, Baylon Lynch 5-1, and my superfecta back end of my super here. We got the Good Play Diego Barrera at 9-2. That's what I got.
I went a little bit different than you this time. I went with the 2-horse on top, Crown Royal Queen, Tavares, and Mike Durham. That horse is coming over from Fair Meadows, it looks like. I went with the 6-horse running second, Dejar's Best, Rattana, Walter Johnson, and then I went with Chome Barrera with Good Play, the 7-horse running third. So a little bit different, just flip-flop the 2 and the 6. I played a 2-6-7 here.
All right, so that's what I'm talking about, folks. If there's a race out there where you can't single one or two, Garrison Commander comes in on the sixth race here, play the 5, single the 5, then you got some room to move around with on your exotic plays, on your pick 3s, pick 4s. So that's what we have. What time will you be there Saturday night?
I'll probably get out there about 7 o'clock.
7? I can't. I can't come out there till about 8, 8:15, 8:30.
Okay.
So that's my thing.
All right, good, man. I'll hold it down.
Yeah, hold down the fort there. And, folks, again, I've been booted out of posting on your sites, on these groups, my Irish group, my English group, my tiny island of Mauritius. And you know what? If you guys can still, if you're fans on the show, and which I got to tell you, Jamie, we picked up another 300-400 people that hit a big like on our race day at Fairmont Park.
Nice.
Which is big. So you guys out there, when we post this on Race Day at Fairmont Park, share it with your friends and have them share it too. Anyone that likes horse racing, it's a great show to listen to. All right, my friends, keep cashing those winning tickets. And, Jamie, good luck Saturday night. I know it's a big race for you. Yeah, you got your back against the wall, but I think that this horse can get up there and maybe surprise. You never know. We've seen crazier things happen out there.
That's right.
All right, folks, take care. We'll see you next time.
Tune in next week for another episode of Race Day at Fairmount Park on the lineupmedia.fm network. Subscribe to the show on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or through our website, fairmountparkpodcast.com, and follow the show on Facebook and Twitter. There's a perfect time when you're tempted. This podcast was a presentation of lineupmedia.fm.